This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election. Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, y'all. We got a great edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show today, live from Grandma's house. It's awesome. And my good friend, man, he knew me when I was a snot-nosed little homeopath to be. Bill Stanton is back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Bill, how are you, my friend?
It's great to be back with you again, Scott.
It is so exciting to see you. I know it's funny. I called you earlier when we arrived in the Atlanta area visiting Mom, and you said, well, I'm sorry I can't come by. I'm going to Florida. Yeah. And then you called me back. It's like, you know what? I got the weeks wrong. I'm going next week. I'm like, yeah, we left Florida. You're going back. No, wait till we're done. So you're here. You're back on the air with me, and just thrilled. And, folks, if you don't know Bill Stanton, he's been an institution in Georgia for years and years and years. In terms of nutrition and human health and helping people through Bill Stanton Health. He had a health food store way down. It was in Atlanta.
Yeah.
In fact, you know what? I got to see our friend. Remember Unity Natural Foods?
Oh, absolutely.
Right? And let's see. Who was running that one? That was...
So far along.
Teresa Stansel. Remember Teresa?
Teresa.
Yes.
Yeah.
I saw her yesterday. She says hello, sends her love.
Oh.
Yeah. So
really?
I'm
really happy to hear
she was asking how you're doing. And in fact, you know what you're doing. She's doing something similar to what you're doing now, setting up elsewhere. Uh-huh. But very exciting that a lot of the people I've known for years, decades now in Atlanta, still going strong and helping people and bringing the power to heal back where it belongs.
Absolutely.
Right? And we know where it is. It's not with the government.
No, it's in the health food stores.
Yes,
that's
where I got well, and that's where I want you all to get well here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So we're going to hear from Grandma Mickey later in the show, a little update on how she's doing. She's 84. She just got back from her sister's 90th birthday party in England, in London, and we're going to see how that all went as well. Some updates there. Also, Diane Miller from the National Health Freedom Coalition. There are serious attacks on homeopathic medicine. And, you know, Bill is really grounded in science as you are and have been for so many years and digging into the peer-reviewed literature on nutrition. I know we've talked about these things. Mm-hmm. Homeopathy, that's crazy. That's crazy talk, right? I mean, there's nothing real about that.
Well, the establishment has said all along it's nothing but water. But if you go back and look at the research and the real facts, it's not water, it's energy. Mm-hmm. And it's powerful energy fields, don't we know?
Energy,
and
yes.
It has powerful effects on the human body, but they don't want it because it's just like everything else. There's no money to be made in it, and mm-hmm. if there's no money to be made in it, you know, then they're going to trash it.
It's worse because it's money to lose for them, because the people that are doing homeopathy are spending far fewer dollars on drugs, pharmaceutical drugs.
And total health care and health visits, and I feel very strongly about this issue, not only the homeopathics, but all the nutritional and natural medicines and everything that's been the most dramatic development of natural medicine since the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act in 1994. Mm-hmm. There's been just an incredible development of natural medicine, and as far as I'm concerned, we now have homeopathics and natural medicines that are are absolutely just as effective and even more effective than most of the prescription drugs today. It's just a question of knowledge, and knowledge is power, finding out this information, because it's still being suppressed, as you understand very well. It's still being suppressed, so it's really every man for himself now.
Well, Super Don, you know we're just conspiracy theorists. We're talking nonsense, and you know, there's nothing grounded here on this show about real life and real health and real healing.
What a bunch of crazy people, right?
That's right. We can count on you, my friend. No, I mean, Bill, you know, we go way back. Remember, we went to the governor's office. We got a picture with Zell Miller when he was governor of Georgia, right? When we were working Health Freedom back when.
1997.
You remember that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I was in Zell's office, and we discussed him taking garlic, you know, and I just emailed Tommy Smith last year because Zell died, and I thought it was appropriate because Tommy is the one that, you know, brought me in, brought me there for the first time to the state legislature, brought me into Zell's office, and he was very open-minded about what we were interested in. I'll never forget that. I appreciate Zell for that.
But we're still dealing in Georgia with a backward state when it comes to health freedom, natural healers, that kind of thing.
Everything is totally suppressed, and as far as I'm concerned, you know, the Medical Association of Georgia runs the state legislature. They own the state legislature, and they're holding back this progress, and there's just not much. I mean, we've done everything we could, and I suppose we still will. We're still active, but it's really very difficult to fight back against that power structure in Georgia.
Well, and that's why I want to talk with Diane Miller next hour about not only attacks on homeopathy, but at the state level, Safe Harbor Act, Safe Harbor provisions that would allow for natural folks, real healers, I call them, that are not medical doctors, to hang their shingle and safely help people. They don't claim to be what they're not, but they could act absolutely safely, assist those who are seeking them out for help that don't want to do the drugs. So it's happened in, I think, 10 states now, thanks to Diane Miller and the National Health Freedom Coalition. And we'll see, you know, maybe there's some hope for progress in Georgia and other states as well.
Well, it's still happening in all the rest of the states, whether it's official or whether there's been any legislative action on these people. But, you know, there's a tremendous underground of natural health that's going on in the United States, and I've been a part of it for a long time, and I feel very strongly about it, and I would hope that in the future that Georgia is going to open up to the real truth about what's been going on behind the scenes for decades.
Well, they've been one of the slower states to pick up on even medical cannabis, for instance, but a lot of the southern states have. Oklahoma, we've talked about it, Texas, other things, but eventually inevitable freedom will rise and will come back to the fore, so to speak. HPV shots. Now, back when we were doing our thing together, you'd be on my show, there was no such thing as an HPV shot. Right? They're making it. They're making this stuff up, folks. They claim that human papillomavirus causes cervical cancer based on a PCR test, you know, from scraping from cervical cells. 30 years later, they find genetic fragments that they amplify hundreds of millions of times. And they say, one time you had HPV here, as if that were a cause. There's nothing there to do anything, and it's the cause. It's ludicrous, yet they want to give a shot that is causing devastating impact on little girls and some little boys, and now they want to expand it to young adults as well. Have you heard any controversy? Have you seen any people that have suffered from this shot?
I haven't seen anybody personally, but I do read the research, and I try to stay up on the reports to the FDA. You know, there have been so many reports to the FDA, DNRs on the HPV, and I don't know why that they're still even ignoring. There's so much evidence now against it.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe that it really is still out there, and they're pushing it to the extent they are. And as far as my personal belief about cervical cancer, which is it's a major problem, and it's becoming more of a major problem, and I don't believe it's any more HPV than it's a number of other infection types. And the bottom line here, irrespective of microbial causation.
What about the toxicological causes?
There's this underlying story that never gets discussed, mm-hmm. which is the underlying long-term lifetime exposures to all these immunosuppressive environmental chemicals mm-hmm. that are, I think, has everything to do not only with cervical cancer, as well as the fact that it's an immune issue.
Yeah.
And it's a mucosal immune issue. It's an IgA-mediated mucosal immune issue mm-hmm. That is not really being attended to, because really this is not where they're functioning. They're not functioning on the level of immunity.
No, not at all. In fact, it lead story today, if you look in the show notes at robertscoutbell.com, garbage in, garbage out, researchers dress down Cochrane for its flawed and biased review of HPV vaccines. Now, we've referred to the Cochrane collaboration over the years as a really wonderful scientific group that actually does great analyses of scientific research and literature, and they've revealed how bad flu shots are, how they don't work. But now, apparently, there's a lot of pharmaceutical money and conflicts engaged with the Cochrane source of funding. And so they say, in regards to their full-on endorsement of HPV shots, a review of the Cochrane review, if you will, says, we believe the Cochrane HPV vaccine review does not meet the standards for Cochrane reviews or the needs of the citizens or healthcare providers that consult Cochrane reviews to make informed decisions, which is part of Cochrane's motto. Now, the Nordic Cochrane Center, then the authors dress down the Cochrane review on seven counts because they say the HPV shot's awesome. The Cochrane review missed nearly half of the eligible trials. They cherry-picked. They said, let's go for these, not these. There were no included trials in the Cochrane review that used a placebo as a comparator, right? All tests or analyses on the HPV shot reviewed contained the adjuvant aluminum. And that is aggravating, that causes side effects and nasty effects. And so you weigh that against the actual shot that also contains aluminum, you're going to find false safety. You're going to go, oh, it's about the same for both, right? The included HPV vaccine trials use composite surrogate outcomes for cervical cancer, not actual outcomes. The Cochrane review incompletely assessed serious and systemic adverse events. They also did not assess HPV vaccine-related safety signals. They ignored industry trial funding and other conflicts of interest, and their public relations of the reviews were very uncritical. So even those that we would look at and say, this is a good scientific group, have now become corrupted.
Well, you know, there's been innumerable studies showing relationships between vaccines and all kinds of abnormal and untoward events in children, but it's always the same. To me, it's always the same. Mm-hmm. The response is, well, you know, it's this or that or the other reason why that's not a legitimate study.
Yeah.
But when any pro-vaccine studies come along, there's never, ever any criticism about them. And I think it's, you know, if you go back and review all the studies that have been done on vaccines, there's more than ample evidence that there's horrendous problems with the vaccine. But, you know, I feel like there's something that trumps all the studies.
Yeah.
And that's when a mom says that my child was perfectly normal before the MMR vaccine.
Yeah.
And nobody is paying attention to tens of thousands of reports from these moms.
Right.
Who have said,
them.
You know, it was a before and after. It was an overnight situation.
Moms, you know your kids better than doctors. Pay attention. Also, shout out to our good friend Joan Shenton from England. She has her documentary films, Sacrificial Virgins, all about the danger of the HPV vaccine. She's been denied entry to Australia to show her film. Come on, you wussies in Australia, man up.
Yeah, really.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Angie's List has collected millions of verified reviews of local home service providers, and now they're free for everyone to read. Angie's List makes it easy for you to find top quality service providers in your area for any type of home project. Search for a great pro in your area, or let Angie's List instantly match you to a few who can do the job. To get the most reviews from real customers, all for free, go to AngiesList.com today.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Sitting to my right, if you're watching on a YouTube stream at RS Bell Media Channel, you can go to robertscottbell.com. My dear friend, Bill Stanton. Bill goes way back before. I mean, back when this show was called Jump Start Your Health in Atlanta only.
I believe I was the very first person that was ever on your show.
I doubt that.
2000.
Yes.
And from my store.
Right. And I couldn't get enough of Bill. Anytime I could get him on, I would. And he was always busy, but he would sometimes make room. He'd squeeze some space in for us.
You just flashed me back, because I think we had an intense discussion about Mechnikoff that day.
Yeah.
And bowel flora.
Yeah. Like I said, this goes way back, folks. And Bill has been in the natural products industry for a long time, longer than I've been. And he's seen a lot. And he's been through a lot. He was honored by the Georgia legislature for his work in nutrition here in Georgia. And as I said, we talked about some reminiscing when we were working for Health Freedom. We actually met Governor Zell Miller at the time. Got a picture with him. I still remember that. And Bill is back, and I'm just so glad that you're here with me on the air today. We've got to talk a little radio stuff. Again, I started radio in 1999. 94, I was on WSB with a liberal host. What was that guy's name? I can't even remember his name now. But anyway, it was a 50,000-watt station at the time, and it blasted everywhere. And I was on with Luke, remember?
Oh,
and
of course.
It went all over, and people were really Oh, they were so upset because we talked about vaccines. We talked about the scam of AIDS, what it wasn't, what it was. And 4 hours of that, after an hour schedule, I was like, man, this radio thing could be pretty good. And one day we started in Atlanta, and then it grew and grew and grew. And here we are, what, 19th year in broadcast now.
Well, it was because of you, Scott, and because you were just so far ahead of everybody else. And I saw that immediately about you, and I was attracted to you for that reason.
Right.
You know, because you, I don't know where you came from, but you just
aliens.
Had that insight. You know, you could see so clearly what the general public couldn't see.
Well, and being able to communicate it clearly is the key, and that's what I found when I kind of found I was able to relate these concepts that were coming through that I was learning about in a way to my culture that didn't have it, right? I was very impassioned to relate it, and that's why we're doing this even today. And speaking of radio, people always ask me, are you related to Art Bell? They always ask me that in radio. Now, the only relationship I had to Art Bell was that we got started on the same radio network, TRN, many years ago. He was sold to Premier, and that put them on the map. But no, we aren't related. We don't do Bigfoot. We do UFO stories occasionally, not often. But Art Bell passed away in April, an icon, Hall of Fame broadcaster. He did overnight stuff we tend not to do here, but occasionally. And he died. Now, apparently, the autopsy results are in. This is another death by modern medicine, iatrogenic diseases. He was on oxycodone, hydrocodone, Valium, and muscle relaxants. And he died. What do you expect? Now, Bill, over the years, I think we didn't have the fentanyls of the world at the time. But, you know, these drugs we used to talk about were street drugs. Now they're pharmaceutically FDA-approved drugs, and they're killing more people than whatever people are getting on the street.
Especially these drug cocktails. And I still don't understand how they can't understand that when you mix up all these drugs together, especially the opiate drugs, that they're so highly synergistic, you know, that if you keep doing something like that, you're going to compromise your liver and kidneys. And I don't know if you remember this, but May 3 years ago, the British Medical Journal published a very controversial, it was controversial in the United States because it was about the United States medical system that they determined was the third leading cause of death in America.
Right,
and
right.
The number one reason of all the subcategories was the drugs.
Well, where were the congressional hearings? Have they occurred on this? I mean,
you want me to hold my breath?
No,
I've died a thousand deaths.
Right. No, we're dealing with that. And Superdon, again, a sad, tragic death for Art Bell, but again, another iatrogenic death.
It's such a sad situation to hear that. And I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. But you know, he's just one more that is just another drug statistic.
Yeah. Go ahead, Don.
And I'll tell you, it was it's kind of a sign, I think, of how tragic the situation is, because when you and I were talking about this story, I think it was like Friday, you were like, is that new news about Art Bell?
Yeah.
That he died of a drug overdose? And, you know, it's like we have covered so many stories now, just over the last, I'd say maybe just the last 12 months, of high-profile celebrities and people that are dying from these drug cocktails like you're talking about, that it's hard to, like, remember, we didn't know about that guy yet.
Right.
You know, it was like almost, well, I thought that was, that he. We already knew that. Because
yeah,
there's been
almost
so many,
an assumption.
Right?
Yeah, we got Michael Jackson, you got Prince, you can name the celebrity, and, you know, now they got carfentanil, like a little speck of it can kill 100 people. I mean, that's how potent this stuff has become.
Yeah.
So, listen, we're going to talk about health freedom, healing liberty like I always do, but there's an interesting movement under the Trump administration. The DOJ just launched a Religious Liberty Task Force. We're going to talk about the positives and negative potential of that, perceptions of the religious right versus the religious left, and who do they worship. Fascinating discussion. Also, Grandma Mickey's going to join us with her book, too.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, joining us now, in addition to Bill Stanton, my mom, Mickey Bell, Mickey Z. Bell, author of A Life of Many Colors, From Israel to America. And y'all get it if you haven't gotten. You want to know the history of a lot of history that she's went through. It's amazing. What an amazing story.
In your childhood.
Yeah, don't read it for that. You don't want to know that. So anyway, Bill, we've all been friends for so many years. And, you know, mom's going strong at 84. What is she doing?
I don't know, but it's unbelievable. I mean, as long as I've known Mickey, and she just doesn't age.
Yeah.
You know, it's just phenomenal.
I go backwards.
Yes.
You're going backwards, all right.
Could it be the dancing?
Yeah. Yeah. Dancing has a lot to do with it.
Mm-hmm. Probably awesome. Everything. Yes. Isn't it? Yeah. You're still so strong. I remember at your 80th
you know, birthday you came.
Everybody wanted to dance with you.
Yes. Yeah.
And you danced with everybody.
Absolutely. Right. It was wonderful.
So somebody renamed your book A Life of Many Cuddles.
I'll cuddle you all.
That's very sweet. That's very sweet. All right. Well, let's launch into a discussion of religious liberty. Now, in Georgia, it's the Bible Belt. Okay. We've criticized, the Bible thumpers in Georgia because they have been very much against a lot of what we're for in terms of natural health and healing. Believe it or not, they've worshipped pharmaceutical doctors. They've denigrated those who would dare to use the cannabis plant as a medicine. Now, that's sort of changing slowly over time. But at the same time, you know, being a minority in a Bible Belt region, I've moderated my views of who is the real danger in America in terms of religious right. I believe it's the religious left, Bill, and let me explain why. In California, where you have the complete control by the Democrat Party, the left of the political scene, they've completely sold out the people and the children of California with SB 277, a mandatory vaccine law that eliminates all religious exemption, all philosophical exemption, and good luck finding a doctor willing to write a medical exemption if you want to go to public school or private school. The only thing you have left is homeschool. And so what I see of the religious left, that they've abandoned the religion of their youth, whatever that may have been. You know, obviously it's mostly Christianity in America. And they've adopted the church of pharmaceutical mysticism. And they have violated the rights of parents around the country, in California particularly, who would say, you know what, I don't want to inject aborted fetal cells. I don't want animal DNA and RNA injected into my child. I don't want to take drugs or chemo for cancer. And so they look and they say, no, you can't leave that church. You know what I'm saying? So I've come almost full circle to what I think is the biggest threat to liberty, and I don't believe it's the religious right anymore. Is that weird?
Well, I don't know. I know one thing. What happened in California threatens many other states.
Yeah.
I've been worried about what's going to happen in Georgia
mm-hmm.
because of this reason. Because when children are not allowed even to go to play school
mm-hmm.
or child care because they don't have the entire vaccine schedule,
right.
Which now is up to, I think, 62 vaccines by the age of 18, I think it's an outrageous breach of the public trust.
Right. Yeah.
I think it's unconstitutional, and I don't know whether it's really, you say it's coming from the religious left. I know that the Democrats were really behind that. And remember the pediatrician that was behind that bill?
Mm-hmm. Richard Pan.
Pan got $100,000.
From Big Pharma, yeah.
From Big Pharma in order to push that bill through.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the same thing is going on in other states, whether it's religiously driven or not. I don't know what your opinion is.
Well, it's about to follow the money.
Well, follow the money, but it's interesting. If I were to go to a leftist legislator here in Georgia and talk about the vaccine issue, unless they're aware of the film Vaxxed from Cover Up mm-hmm. to Catastrophe, which revealed the lies and deceit at CDC, and the revelation that you have tripled the rate of a risk of autism for young African-American males if given the MMR shot on time or early, other than that, they're going to go, no, the vaccines are too important. If I go to a legislator who is more of a religious bent, Judeo-Christian bent, that believes in family, they would say, no, you know what? It's the freedom of the parents and the doctors. It's between them. We don't need to get involved in that. And that's respectful. And I don't see that respect coming from leftists anymore. And that's where they used to be suspicious of government. Now they're all in on it. Yes, we can force you to do because we believe it's important. What, to sacrifice my child for some nebulous greater good? That's medical collectivism.
Yep.
And you and I know you don't get sick as a group. You don't get well as a group. You get sick as an individual. You get well as an individual. But they're looking at it in a collectivist ideology, which is greatly dangerous to our individual health.
Indeed.
Well, I know one thing. I want religious freedom.
Yes.
And I want everybody to have the same religious right.
Right.
And I want everybody to have the same medical right, because I don't see any difference between the two.
Very good.
And that's what I think the problem is now, that the left in California has forced this law through, and I'm afraid it's infecting the other states, because I've seen evidence that something like 10 other state legislatures are working on this same law that would prevent any further rights to put your child in school without
right.
the 100% of the vaccine schedule.
Yeah.
To me, it's an outrageous breach of the public trust.
And so the controversy surrounding the Department of Justice launching a religious liberty task force, and then Sessions, Jeff Sessions targeting, and he's not good on weed. Sessions is not good on cannabis.
No.
We've said that. But it's a state issue. It's federalism. The states are pushing back on the feds. Inevitably, they're going to back down. But targeting the branding of religious organizations as hate groups. You've got the Southern Poverty Law Center, who thinks what we do here is borderline terrorism, promoting natural medicine, a freedom from government oppression. And they're, you know, one of the groups that the government, the FBI even says, well, you tell us who's a terror group and we'll put the word out, right? And yet, here we now go back in, we say the cake baker. This is a controversial decision at Supreme Court level. This doesn't mean he's discriminating against gay people who want a wedding cake, because they can go down the road. It's not like you only have one option. But if you have a sincerely held religious belief about marriage, and you say, you know what, I can't in my good conscience produce a cake for you, but I can tell you, you can go down the road and they'll do it for you, it's fine. So the freedom of religion is not the freedom from religious beliefs. Right. And you said it well, Bill. It's also medical freedom. I don't see the difference. Your beliefs about medicine are also ultimately religious beliefs, the sanctity of your body, of your family, of your child's body. So I think we need to bring that concept. It isn't about one religion over another, except in the Western leftist view, the one religion over all others is pharmaceutical mysticism,
mm-hmm.
right? The Church of Modern Medicine.
Yep.
And that's now in violation of the First Amendment. It's gone too far. So I am in favor, I am supportive of all aspects of religious liberty. As you said, I want the same freedom that you have, and you should want that for me, or else if I don't get it, then you don't get it. It's going to be bad for everybody.
And respect each other's rights.
Exactly. Too much to ask, isn't it?
To me, it's just simple, but I don't know what's happened in the United States that we have been forced into a situation where we have been denied our personal and individual rights,
yeah.
because that's what they did in California.
Yeah.
And with all the evidence that exists now about the potential dangers of vaccines, you really do have to think, as a parent, you really have to think carefully, do I want to expose my children to this, and am I going to be forced by the state by holding actual schooling? And most people don't have the technology or the ability or the time to do homeschooling or send your child to a private school.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely outrageous that this has happened in the United States.
Well, it's highly discriminatory, and I think that's what's going on with this administration that I like in defense of religious liberty. And you got to focus on not one religion, but all, right? You know,
yeah.
you might have different, and I've said this so many times, that you go into your church, synagogue, or mosque, and you drill down enough questions of each person in there, you will find there will be differences of interpretation and beliefs, even among those who you believe are the same religion as you. Because we're all individuals, and we're created by God as individuals. Now, the fact that you group together in a similar, we're all tribal. We're a tribal species. That's what we do. We like to hang out with people that are sort of similar to us. That doesn't mean we would all want to attack and kill people who are different from us. Here's a great example. Mom, Mickey, you grew up in Palestine when it became Israel.
Right.
Now, before the state of Israel.
The Independence War.
Right. You went to Lebanon.
Right.
You, your dad, your family, you had friends who were Arab, who were Muslim.
Right.
You would go to the shuk. You would drink. You would eat. You would share at the cafes.
Yes.
Everybody found, you know what, it's
Everybody
in our best interest
friends.
To get along,
yeah.
right?
Right.
Then suddenly the New World odor eaters,
politics
the globalists,
got in the, way. Yeah.
the politicians got in the way and said, you know what, we need perpetual war. The Middle East is our key, is our ticket. If we can foment these artificial realities.
Control people.
Yeah, and they'll all fall for it. And then hatred is what we see, not only in the Middle East that was fomented artificially, mm-hmm. but in the political left, the hatred of Trump, the deranged,
yep.
lunatic, leftist hatred, you might have differences in opinion in terms of politics and ideology. That's been going on forever. But the outrageous hate and anger and violence and vitriol, you have been played, folks.
Yes.
I don't mean my audience. I don't believe as much. But you know what I'm saying? This anger, it's so much more. And I think that people are being played.
Absolutely.
Well, you said it all, Scott.
Yeah,
there's
right.
more I can add to that.
Yeah. So, again, the living example going from Israel, Palestine, whatever, when you could get along and then suddenly the globalists, the internationalists, the war makers, the war profiteers, they need perpetual warfare to control the population, have access to natural resources.
You're so right.
All of these things play, and, you know, who goes that deep? No, it's the Hegelian dialectic. It's Republicans versus Democrats. It's left versus right. Stop being played. Step out of it, that matrix kind of thing, and start seeing it for what it is and live differently. And coming back to Bill, your perspective on religious liberty as it relates to medical liberty, all freedom stems from our creator creation, right? Whatever you believe, that's up to you and your creator. But the reality is, how do you live based on those beliefs will tell me more about you than what you claim to believe. The question is, will you stand for liberty? We're in a country unique on planet Earth that was founded on the basis of defense of individual liberty. Right now, we've got a collectivist cult that has begun to dominate both political parties in many ways, that we can't rely on groups of people to salvage it because they're all insane. Individually, we can come back to sanity one at a time.
Yes.
Well, I hope that's going to be the case, but it doesn't look like it. I mean, the way the vaccine laws are progressing now, but I want to keep an open mind, and there is this activism that is going on, and I just hope that there's going to be enough influence on the individual states, because I see it as a state's issue.
Yeah.
You know, I've always agreed with the right that the states rule, and now we've had a flip-flop with the Attorney General, and he's brought everything back to the federal
level. Right.
That's right.
Remember, federalism, states, 10th Amendment. The 10th Amendment Center is a great place to learn about these things. Those powers not specifically granted to the federal government belong to the states or the people respectively. Y'all check it out. Nullify that which they have done unconstitutionally, which is almost everything, by the way. We got a lot more healing to go. Thanks, Grandma Mickey. A life of many colors. Go get it. We'll be back with Bill Stanton after this.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Don't know about y'all, but I'm having a blast with my buddy Bill Stanton. I want to thank Mom for hosting us and being on the show today as well. We've got Diane Miller scheduled next hour, National Health Freedom Coalition. We're talking about FDA attacks on homeopathy. Right now, I want to go to my humble and lovable producer, Super Don, and I understand that on yesterday's show you did America Canuck Radio. You got pasted on this particular subject about alcohol.
I got booed off the stage when I was talking about this yesterday.
But well, why, what would you have done to get booed?
Well, okay, there's a study that came out last week. I saw this, I don't know, it was like middle of last week. Mm-hmm. And the reason why it got my attention, because I love headlines that they're crazy. And like this one here, the headline on this particular article about this study was, abstinence and heavy drinking could increase dementia risk. And wait, looking at that, and I'm like, wait a minute. So you're telling me that if you don't drink, you can get dementia, and if you drink too much, you can get dementia. So What have they done now? Putting out a headline like this, they've just confused a whole bunch of people who are going, oh my God, am I drinking too much? Am I not drinking enough? What do I do? I don't want to get dementia. How, my goodness, what am I going to do, right?
Yes.
And so basically what they did in this study is there was a survey that was done. And it was like, you know, one of those meta data analysis type things where they kind of look at a bunch of surveys, self-reporting, surveys and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. And when they crunched the numbers, they found, and this is important to note, the word that I'm using here, they found a correlation between people who drank and the rates of dementia, right?
Okay.
And so it's like, this is such, I used the term junk science yesterday, I think it was.
Okay.
And look, I understand that there's a lot of confirmation bias out there that, you know, somebody who likes to drink, if they see a study that says, if you drink, you won't get dementia, it's like, yay! You know, woo! And right, I get that.
Yeah.
I get that. But, you know, what it comes down to here is that if you took all of that data,
mm-hmm.
you could probably find a correlation between people who listen to country music and rates of dementia, okay? Depending on how you print. And the reason why this type of research is real, you just can't rely on it, is because they don't look at the other 1,001 factors that would play into whether you would get dementia or not. It doesn't look at lifestyle, doesn't look at diet, doesn't look at exercise, doesn't look.
You are so right.
I will say it. It's a bad word sometimes, but genetics too do play a certain amount play a certain role in these things.
Let's bring Bill into the equation. What do you think?
Well, I just think that there's, you know, absolutely, there's so many different variables, especially now, and I always go back to the total body burden, you know, because when the CDC did needle fat biopsy studies years ago, they proved that the average American had 148 environmental chemicals in their body fat. Half were known carcinogens, 2/3 are known mutagens. Later they did blood studies to show that the average American is circulating 225 environmental chemicals. In 2005, Albert Einstein School of Medicine proved that the umbilical cords of children contain 220 environmental chemicals. So this is a major variable, and some people are much more exposed than others. And then there's immediate current exposures, is exposures from your house, your job, your car, your new car.
Right.
It just goes on and on. So I fully agree that there's so many different variables that it's hard to really wrap your head around just, you know, alcohol or not.
Well, let's, in the last minute of this hour, let's talk about alcohol, because wine drinking, people said wine is good. It's in the Bible. They talk about it. And I'm concerned about, is even the organic wines, they're now finding glyphosate. Evidence of glyphosate contamination. So even if you have a perceived or real benefit to a little bit of wine consumption, you got to be so careful about what you choose.
Well, it's because the whole planet now is so contaminated, and you've got this vineyard over here, you know, that has now gone organic, but then you got a vineyard right next door that's not, and the wind is blowing.
Yeah.
And so that's why you can't really find any purity anymore.
Remember this organic like style coffee from Cameroon I'm sending you, Super Don?
Mm-hmm.
This is for your butt.
I was just thinking that.
No.
That's how I use it.
No, he's not going to do it. He's going to drink it.
Listen, I'm not going
to
do it.
The point being, and Bill is right, we have got to work very hard to keep our liver strong, our kidney, our lymph, all of that moving, because we can't not be exposed on this planet. You can't live in a plastic bubble, because the plastic alone is going to outgas, right? That was the only irony of the boy in the plastic bubble. He could have been killed by the plastic in the bubble.
Well, 10,000 times more than any other contaminant.
Right.
The plastic.
Make it from hemp. You can do that, folks. We have the technology. We can rebuild the plastic bubble out of hemp. Folks, we got a lot more healing to go. Diane Miller from the National Health Freedom Coalition, attacks on homeopathy. Stand up for energy medicine. It may save your life. Next, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friend
right
Synergy Science, and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Bertero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far-infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session, but this is oral chelation. far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing. To be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right. Learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through. 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.